Manx Radio's update with Andy Wint, powered by Manx Telecom.
Faster Mike, good evening. It's 23 minutes past 6 o'clock on Manx Radio. This is update slightly later for Tuesday, 5th of January 2021 from Manx Radio. 30 minutes to look at the latest news from the island. Background to the news, sport, business, Sea Watch, travel updates, and the newsmakers in person. Well, you heard the latest. We're going back into lockdown. All the details on the way. It was all going so well. How did this happen? Truth Wine and Tapas in Rams is a high-risk location. And in other news, it's the end of an era. Isle of Man Bank has closed in Peel. All on a flume-free Tuesday at the NSC, but don't worry, the pool's closing anyway.
Man Benham Advocates, for your legal needs.
First of all, the update news headlines. Faster Mai, Ewan Gorn.
Faster Mai. The Isle of Man will enter a circuit breaker lockdown from midnight tomorrow for the next 3 weeks. Chief Minister Howard Quayle made the announcement, with social distancing to be reintroduced and the public advised to stay at home and work at home where possible. An orderly closure of schools and nurseries will also take place. Households are being asked not to mix, with government advising the public to wear face coverings outdoors. It's after seven new positive cases of COVID-19 were detected in the last 24 hours. Meanwhile, anyone who is at a Ramsey Tapas bar on New Year's Eve or Saturday the 2nd of January is being told to self-isolate immediately and contact 111 for further advice. It's after a close contact of a confirmed case went to Truth Wine and Tapas Bar on Parliament Street on both of those evenings. And in other news, roads are expected to ice over again tonight with a warning in place for the whole island. It comes from Ronald Thwaite Met Office. Further afield in the UK, Boris Johnson insists he had no choice but to impose a lockdown in England because of coronavirus. New data also shows the number of cases increased by 70% during the last 2 weeks of December. But the Prime Minister also says 1.3 million people have now been vaccinated in the UK. And finally, the latest daily figures show the UK recorded just under 61,000 new infections in the last 24 hours, another record figure. We'll be back with more with the news at 6 o'clock.
Man Benham, expert legal professionals, assisting individuals and businesses worldwide. Man Benham, here for you. Manx Radio Weather with Manx Glass and Glazing.
Jeremiah, thank you, Ewan. From the Ronald Thwaite Met Office, Irish Sea weather indicates some strong winds out in the North Irish Sea for the next 12 hours or so. On the Isle of Man tonight, dry and clear, so frosty overnight, ice on untreated roads down to 1 degree Celsius. The Matrix signs are showing Sorby and Bagarrow to the mountain closed, ice warnings on the other Matrix signs. For Wednesday, Ukraine dry with sunny intervals tomorrow, a light breeze and up to 5 degrees, dry after dark tomorrow, overnight minimum 2 into Thursday, and Jordan cloudy with rain, sleet and some snow on the hills. Top sea level temperature is 5 degrees. Low waters at 9 minutes past 10 tonight, high water overnight at quarter past 4 a.m. Sunrise tomorrow morning, 24 minutes to 9. Low water at 25 to 11 tomorrow morning.
Manx Glass and Glazing don't just do the big jobs. Visit us at Snugborough to see our range of picture frame glass, mirrors and tabletop glass.
And so tough restrictions return from midnight on Wednesday in 24 hours. Social distancing is back. Face masks are to be worn. The latest rules from the Chief Minister.
You will not be able to gather with anyone who is not a member of your household. You will be able to go outside for exercise once a day. We will not limit how long for, but it can only be with people from your immediate household. We would ask you to do your best to avoid any crowded area, and you must wear a face covering. Weddings and collective worship will not be able to take place. Funerals may continue indoors and outdoors only with a maximum of 10 people with social distancing and the use of face coverings in place. We will be asking everyone who can work from home to do so by Thursday and ideally, if possible, before. We will require all employers to take this obligation seriously and do everything they can to facilitate. We know that some companies will need to have a skeleton team in place to ensure core services, but this must be kept to an absolute minimum. The construction sector will have to stop work except for emergency work and essential repairs. The manufacturing sector can continue to work if, and only if, it can do so with social distancing and other measures in place. There will be an orderly closure of schools and nurseries as we re-establish the hub system we had in place before to cater for children of essential workers and any vulnerable children. We expect this to be in place by Thursday and certainly before the end of the week. Head teachers will be in touch in the meantime with immediate effect. School attendance will not be compulsory. All hospitality venues will have to close as soon as possible, but no later than 1 minute past midnight Wednesday night to Thursday morning. This includes all licensed premises, all cafes, restaurants, bars, pubs and clubs. The only exception to this will be for takeaway or delivery food and alcohol only. No eating in. All non-essential shops will have to close from the same time. For most, this will undoubtedly mean an end at the end of business tomorrow. Only food shops and pharmacies are considered essential. We have, however, agreed that for the moment at least, hardware and garden centres can also remain open.
Manx Radio's update is available as a daily podcast. Simply subscribe for free online at manxradio.com or via Apple, Google or Spotify.
You're listening to a delayed edition of Update Tonight, delayed because of the update on coronavirus today. And it's a big day. John Moss from Manx Radio News looks at how we reached the point we're at today.
Well, the story started today with two reports of COVID infection, initially at Nedbank on Hill Street and then at B&B Furniture at Snugborough. On their Facebook page, and B&B said that they'd been contacted by the track and trace team as a customer had visited their showroom and had since tested positive for COVID-19, this on the 2nd of January. They said a member of staff and their family were now self-isolating, but their delivery and fitting staff were not on the premises at the time and were continuing as normal. Nedbank released a statement a little later on that said they confirmed they were advised an Isle of Man-based member of staff had tested positive. They went on to say the government track and trace team had been contacting any individuals who'd been in close contact with the staff member to advise of any other specific individual actions that needed to be taken. Then came news that the CAF on Lord Street in Douglas had closed after contact tracing had got in touch with them. They closed immediately and are presently deep cleaning their premises. Then the spotlight moved to Ramsey. We were told anyone who had attended the Truth and Wine Tapas Bar on Parliament Street in the town on either New Year's Eve or Saturday the 2nd of January was being asked to self-isolate immediately. The venue had been identified as a high-risk location after an individual, identified as a close contact of a confirmed case, had tested positive. The individual was known to have been at the venue on two separate evenings when Thursday the 31st of December at 5 o'clock in the evening until 1 a.m. and Saturday the 2nd of January from 5 in the evening until a little before midnight.
Sea Watch with the Isle of Man Steam Packet Company.
The Ben McCree left Heysham at 6 minutes past two this afternoon. She arrived in Douglas at about 5:30, is currently on the Lynx Ban and will be heading out again at 7:45 this evening. Our lifeline heads to Heysham, arriving there about 11:30, and the overnight departure 2:15 back in Douglas tomorrow morning at 6 o'clock.
Follow the Steam Packet on Twitter for the latest sailing information.
Now to that bar in Ramsey, which has been identified as a high-risk location for COVID-19. People who were at the Truth Wine and Tapas Bar on Parliament Street between 5 o'clock New Year's Eve and 1 a.m. New Year's Day and 5 and 11:45 p.m. on the 2nd are being asked to self-isolate. It's because a close contact of a confirmed case was in the bar on both evenings. Alison Kennish runs the bar.
I was contacted early this morning, around about 11 o'clock off the top of my head. It's been a very busy day. And informed that staff members were high risk due to a positive COVID case that had been in the wine bar.
What was the reaction from staff members when they found this out?
Immediately to self-isolate and follow the guidelines of what we've been asked to do, which we all have done, and the weight and tests. we have closed.
Is closing the bar going to have any, it's presumably going to have an impact on business for you?
It most definitely will, and I'm sure it will for a lot of businesses, and hopefully the government will support us as they did last time. But I think for everybody at the moment, the health and safety for customers, staff, the general public is the main concern.
Were you there on either of the dates?
Yes, I was working at those times, yes. So I'm currently self-isolating and awaiting a test as well.
How busy was it?
On New Year's Eve, we had a ticketed event, so we are aware of every customer that was in that evening, and all the information has been passed over to the contact tracing team. Saturday, we were quite busy, but again, everybody that we can think of that was in that bar has been contacted by ourselves or been given advice to call 111, or their names have been passed to the contact tracing team.
So you had a ticketed event on New Year's Eve. Do you know how many people were there?
No more than 40.
And
that's including the staff. The 2nd of January, we opened to the public, so people coming through as the night goes on. So at one particular time, I couldn't say exactly how many people were in there, but we were busy. And our capacity, we don't have any more than 50.
Have any staff members shown any symptoms, do you know?
No staff members have shown any symptoms, no.
Are you frightened?
It's scary, but I'm a true Manx person who believes that we will fight it, and we'll fight it again, and we'll be back fighting fit soon. As long as we all pull together and do what we're supposed to do, we'll be okay.
Manx Radio's business briefing.
Good evening, it's 25 minutes to 7. This is a delayed edition of Update on Manx Radio. The Isle of Man Ship Registry has appointed its first permanent rep in China. The naval architect, new building project manager, Mandarin speaker Jonathan Kingdom will undertake the role from his base in Shanghai. He's the latest on the ship registry's overseas reps, including positions in Greece, Japan and Singapore. The Isle of Man Ship Registry director Cameron Mitchell said China's a key market for the flag state, with many of its clients dry docking and building ships in the country. It's understood 2/3 of the registry's fleet is now managed from Asia. Honda has stopped production at its factory in Swindon due to global supply delays. Production is expected to restart on Thursday after the second production hiatus in 2 months. Work also halted in December because of congestion at ports caused by stockpiling. Trade unions have confirmed staff will remain on full pay through the closure, and praise management for being so open about the shipping delays. Honda's Swindon site currently produces the Civic and Civic Type R models, employing 3,000 people and creating 150,000 new cars a year, but it is scheduled to close permanently in July.
The Stock Market Report, brought to you by Ramsey Crookall.
UK stocks edged higher as investors monitored the C-19 pandemic. The dollar fell against a basket of major currencies, and top oil producers are nearing a compromise to hold output steady in February. Gold rose, and in corporate news, NEX was sharply higher after the retailer reported a smaller-than-expected drop in sales over Christmas. In the 9 weeks to December 26, the full-price sales declined 1.1%. Online sales during the period rose 38%, and UK online sales up 36%. The numbers now, the close in London, the FTSE 100 up just over 0.6% at 6,112. The DAX in Frankfurt down 0.5% at 13,651. Currently in New York City, the Dow Jones Industrial Average up 0.2% at 30,280, and the Nasdaq Tech Stocks Index up 0.5% at 12,762. In the Midwest in Chicago, the S&P 500 up 0.3% at 3,712. And in the exchange markets, the British pound sterling worth $1 36.2 cents, €1 10.7 cents, and 20 South African rand and 45.3 cents. Finally, in commodities, gold up 0.5% at $1,951 per troy ounce, and a barrel of Brent crude oil up 4.33% at $52.82.
With the volatility of global stock markets and the uncertainty of the new normal, you'd be forgiven for thinking now is not the time to be investing. Well, think again. Times like these offer opportunities to take advantage of lower prices and to benefit from future recovery. Make your new normal an investment in the future. Ramsey Crookall, investment specialists and members of the London Stock Exchange. Call 717171 or visit ramseycrookall.com for more information. Licensed and regulated by the Isle of Man Financial Services Authority. Manx Radio's update, powered by Manx Telecom, investing in our people and technology.
22 minutes before 7 on this delayed edition of The Update. Remember, details of the stories you've heard on this update and more Manx news, interviews and podcasts and the web's biggest source of Manx videos from Manx Radio are at manxradio.com. You can like Manx Radio on Facebook, follow us on Twitter and subscribe to the Manx Radio YouTube channel. As we've heard, one of the places closed for deep cleaning is the CAF on Lord Street in Douglas. The person who was in the cafe between 11:15 a.m. and noon has since tested positive for COVID-19. The owner of the CAF is Nick Meyer.
They got hold of me. They informed me today, so that's why I've closed. Just as a safety precautionary measure, they have told me that my staff do not need to go for testing because it is a low-risk environment.
And are you comfortable with not sending your staff for testing?
I would prefer my staff to get tested, but unfortunately they have stressed that only if they show symptoms, we need to get hold of them straight away.
Have any staff showed any symptoms?
No, we weren't aware of anything, obviously, until we were contacted by the track and trace.
And so you say that you're okay to open tomorrow because it's been described as a low-risk environment. Yeah. Do you know why that is?
No, I don't, no.
But you're happy to open tomorrow? You don't have any concerns?
I'm happy to open tomorrow as long as I'm disinfected. I have a qualified disinfector coming in, so he's going to be working through the night to get me ready to open for tomorrow, as safe as we can be.
Have any of your staff expressed any concerns?
No, my staff haven't expressed any concerns. Because of the kind of service we do, it's very, very low contact with anybody. We don't really spend much time with the customers, so they come and they order at the counter and we take their food to them. We don't really spend much time face-to-face with customers. So.
And you're going to reopen as planned, as normal tomorrow?
I'm going to be opening up as normal for tomorrow.
Do you think this is going to have an impact on your business at all?
I hope not. I don't see why it should have an impact. I will only open if it's safe to do so, and I'm taking all the precautions to make sure that it is safe to do so. The public safety is and my staff safety is above all priority.
Will you be requiring people to hand sanitise or anything when they go in?
There will be hand sanitizer available, but again, I stress that it shouldn't be necessary because the place will be sanitized. We will have hand sanitizer available here if people do want to use it.
Just a quick reminder, that interview was recorded before the COVID-19 bulletin from the government. And here's the summary of the new regulations. You won't be allowed to gather with anyone who's not a member of your own household from midnight tomorrow, this is. You can go out for exercise once a day, no limit how long for. You must avoid crowded areas and wear a face mask. Weddings and collective worship won't take place. Funerals can take place indoors and outdoors with a maximum of 10 people present. Face coverings and social distancing must be in place. Everyone who can work from home and is being asked to do so by Thursday. Employers are being asked to facilitate this. A skeleton team can be used in situ but must be kept to an absolute minimum. The construction sector will have to stop work except for emergency work and essential repairs. Manufacturing can continue but only if it can be done so with social distancing. There'll be an orderly closure of schools and nurseries as the hub system is reintroduced. That'll certainly be in place by the end of the week. School attendance will not be compulsory. All hospitality venues will have to close as soon as possible, no later than midnight on Wednesday. That includes all licensed premises, cafes, restaurants, bars, pubs and clubs. The only exception for takeaway or delivery food and alcohol only, no eating in. All non-essential shops will have to close from the same time, and only food shops and pharmacies are considered essential for the moment. Hardware and garden centres can remain open.
Manx Radio Sport.
Fast am I, Rhiann Evans.
Fast am I. Manx man Jamie McCanney is climbing his way up the leaderboard in the Dakar Rally. At the end of stage two, he was sat in 19th place, while at the end of the third stage, he has climbed up to 14th. Fellow Manxie David Knighter Knight has also clawed his way further up the rankings. The end of stage three sees him in 37th place. That's 7 spots higher than the previous day. A date for your diaries if you're one of the many motocross enthusiasts on the island. The Isle of Man Schoolboy Motocross Club is holding its AGM on Tuesday the 19th of January. It's taking place at the Knockfroy Clubhouse, with proceedings getting underway at 7 o'clock in the evening. Anyone wishing to have their say on the future of the sport on the island is encouraged to sign up and confirm their attendance with the Isle of Man Schoolboy Motocross Club Committee. Further details can be found on the story at manxradio.com on our sports page. From further afield, it's a new year, which means only one thing in football. The January transfer window is open. Netherlands striker Vivian Medema, holder of the all-time WSL goal-scoring record, was top of Arsenal's list in terms of offering new contracts. Those discussions were set to take place in November, but with her current contract set to expire at the end of the 2021-22 season, there has yet to be an agreement. Meanwhile, Birmingham City are keen to agree either a permanent deal or a loan extension for defender Rachel Corsi, who is currently at the club until the end of January, from American side Utah Royals. Players are set to report back to the National Women's Soccer League clubs on the 1st of February for the start of a two-month pre-season campaign, but there is also an international window that month too. Elsewhere, and Liverpool missed the chance to move clear at the top of the Premier League as they were beaten 1-0 by Southampton. The champions remain at the summit, but are level on points with Manchester United, who have a game in hand. Jurgen Klopp's team have now gone three games without a win.
Manx Radio Travel, driven by Quayside Tyres and Service Centre.
6:45 on Manx Radio. The inbound 6:40 from Liverpool came in 10 minutes early. That's the only inbound tonight till tomorrow morning's outbounds with Logan Air. On the roads, Cronk Road in Port St Mary's closed for gas main replacement. Westlands in Peel closed for demolition, refurb and extension works. And Station Park in Colby closed for curb replacement and resurfacing. Remember, those phase closures for water main replacement and sewage infrastructure in Peel, currently Mariner's Wharf to the Quayside Restaurant, will be flipping on. We'll find out more, of course, what's going to happen to roadworks vis-a-vis COVID as the days go on. But it's scheduled from Thursday from the restaurant from the creek in to Station Place. And also remember those three parking spaces. The first three parking spaces adjacent to the steps in Castle Quay, Castletown, closed until the 29th of June for the temporary road restriction facilitating safe access to a site there. All the information at manxradio.com, powered by Millie Chaps of Ramsey, including our community page full of 18 webcams right around the Isle of Man.
Ignite your blue with Toyo Tyres, solely available at Quayside Tyres and Car Service Centre, South Quay Industrial Estate.
It's been confirmed construction work on a new multi-million pound leisure centre at Strang Corner Field is expected to start later this year. The plans moved a step closer to reality after the Manx government approved a request from Brandon Commissioners to loan £6.5 million to help fund the project. What's been described as the much-needed community centre in the parish will be used for a range of purposes, including a sports hall and a child nursery. The chair of the local authority is Andrew Jessop.
Taking into account, you know, situation may change in the next few weeks or whatever. The schedule, what I was told today, was that the contractor was planning to start work in April. So there's obviously a bit of pre-planning. A lot of the materials, etc., you know, are going to be ordered. In fact, actually, I believe some of them were already ordered, and that was one of the big sort of issues that why we were so keen to get everything signed, sealed and delivered before people went into the Christmas lockdown, because we needed to get materials ordered and prices held.
Are you able to give a rough idea as to when the facility is likely to be open for use?
I think we're talking about a couple of years, realistically. You know, taking into account a recent ongoing project that we've got at the moment, building the apartments at Union Mills, which is already overrun by 6 months. Yeah, I think, you know, it'd be optimistic to think that it would be operational much before 2023. So, you know, let's keep our fingers crossed that things do improve. You know, the vaccine will help, hopefully, but but you never know what may or may not happen, you know, in the current global situation that we've got at the moment. And obviously there's issues, you know, surrounding Brexit as well.
Manx Radio's update, powered by Manx Telecom, providing the island's first truly unlimited tariff.
On the day it's announced we're going back into lockdown from midnight tomorrow, it's the end of an era for Peel, as Peel's Isle of Man Bank has this afternoon closed its doors for the final time. It's the first of two branches due to shut this week. Castletown closes on Thursday. These residents in the west of the island will miss the bank.
It's going to be very difficult because I'll have to go to Douglas or to Ramsey to get some.
So that's what that's your plan, is to having to go to Douglas?
Yeah.
Still with the Isle of Man Bank, but in Douglas?
In Douglas, yeah. But it's inconvenient sometimes.
I use it every week,
so
yes.
So how's this going to hit you?
I'm over 70. It's going to make a difference that I would have to go into Douglas all the time to pay money in. I don't like using technology, but we've been forced into doing it. It does make a difference. I have a friend who's over 90, and when the COVID finished, we didn't really want to go on public transport, but we were forced to go into Douglas and queue to pay in money because we take our weekly pensions in cash.
I do, yes, and my daughter and my grandson. My daughter works in ShopRite, and you know, it makes life difficult for her if she wants to get to the bank. Luckily, my grandson works in Douglas, so he's not too bad. But you know, it just makes life difficult, even just for the hole in the wall, if you want cash.
I understand the mobile bank, the Penny Bank, is going to be on the road from next Monday.
It's not clear what facilities it's going to offer. Whether you're going to be able to get, you know, if you want change, whether you're going to, they're going to have cash, or whether it's just going to be a facility to go and pay checks in or things like that. But it's only open at 2 hours on one day and an hour and a half on another, isn't it?
Queues, the whole of Peel is going to want to go to the bank.
The rain.
And the queues are going to be miles long. It's pouring with rain, snowing, whatever. Old people. It's just ridiculous, isn't it?
It is not care in the community for the older generation.
That's it for update. This delayed update because of the C19 latest. Just a quick word, if you're taking BTEC exams tomorrow, they are going ahead. And if you're listening to this update as a podcast, thank you for being part of the Isle of Man's most subscribed to news podcast. It's available via Apple, Google, Smart Speaker and Spotify. The details at manxradio.com. The news headlines next with Ewan Gaunt. Update back tomorrow at 5:30. WINT.